And now, you are listening to In the Fish Tank with DJ Fish.
What is up? It is DJ Fish, and I'm here with
JP.
And we're back at it. Hey, that's down. Yeah, they're laughing at you, not with you.
Thank you so much for the applause. I really do appreciate it. It feels great to be back in the fish tank. You know, this was my first podcast that I was ever on. And
it's still going.
Still going strong.
Without you, sadly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did.
I did. So,
what's you know, I've been busy with other projects. So.
Yeah, without me.
Yeah,
it's really fine. Doing, I get it.
Bigger and better things.
Whatever. Come on. What have you been doing?
Been working on, you know, just the
world. Are you God?
I was going to say the world's most listened to, but 91.1 is the most listened to podcast. You know, just been working on Bench Talk.
But did they get recognized? Did they get recognized? I can't remember.
We all know that was a fluke. Please stop.
The only one that I remember from our school getting recognized is the fish tank. Isn't that right?
But what was that for?
That was for podcasting.
But we weren't in that category.
Maybe you could have beat me if you put it in there, but you didn't.
You know we would have beat you if we put it
would
in there.
You?
Yes, we would.
Would you?
Yes, we would.
Have you even listened to the episode?
Yes.
What's it about?
You know Cash Boost episodes, right?
Yeah, but
what? I don't know what the submission episode was, so I don't know what you submitted. But I do listen to like pretty much all the podcasts.
It was the one with Miss G. If you haven't listened to that one.
Which Miss G?
Miss Gillum?
Oh.
Miss G.
Cause I have
the G in her name.
My sixth period teacher, we call it Miss G. Her name is Miss Gutzweiler.
Dang. There's like three Miss G's that you have. Miss Gillum.
That's why I was asking which one.
Whoever you just said, and then Miss Genders.
I had Miss Genders freshman year.
I've never had her, but everyone's like, she's amazing.
She is. I don't think she liked me very much.
Anyway, so outside of podcasting and radio, what have you been doing? Because we hardly talk to each other, because when we do, we get yelled at.
Yeah, we do get yelled at a lot.
So what have you been doing?
Just trying to graduate.
That's fair.
You know, trying to graduate. Focus on a lot of personal stuff right now. Happy relationship.
Imagine, couldn't be me.
Unite me in your arms.
Now I remember why you're off, because you keep singing.
Listening to The Weeknd a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Take off my disguise.
I can't copyright that.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't sing it.
Take my breath away.
Why'd you press this one? This one's depressing.
Your crowd is very rude to me.
Yeah, I know.
Are they because left?
Yeah, because you left.
But technically, I didn't leave. Technically, I just
went on your own way.
Yeah.
Which is leaving.
I went to
miss you.
I went to explore my options.
They missed you.
I missed the fish tank too.
Then why aren't you back?
I'm here now.
Yeah, but that's but what about all the other times when you worked?
For months and months and months.
My children have been waiting.
Sorry, couldn't find any milk.
I know there's milk down to the street at the gas station. You could have gotten that one, but you didn't.
So you want your children to drink gas station milk?
Yes.
That's gross. Because like the little glass bottles.
Anyway. But.
No, but how have you been? You know?
I've been
what's
great.
What's life like?
I've been great.
Happy relationship?
No.
Ha.
Not yet.
Sucks not to be you. Yet. Happy relationship day to all of those in a happy relationship.
Don't swallow the microphone.
Yes, this is definitely the fish tank, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't do
all
this.
I got my own room. When you were all gone, I got my own room. It's actually called the fish tank. We have posters up from the theater that you don't show up to.
I quit.
Yeah, you quit.
With a passion. And I need a new job.
I know you do.
And I'm not going back. You keep telling me to just come back. I'm not coming back.
They're not going to let you come back.
Good.
Bro, speaking of which.
As long as Tim's there, I'm not coming back.
Bro, Tim's
never. I hope he listens to this.
Tim's never quitting. I'm just saying, Tim will never quit. The other day, it was me and little baby John. Little baby John. And we were, it was me, him, and I was the usher, and we were the only two back at concessions. So, like, it was mainly him, and I would have to go and clean out of the theaters. And then Joe would come back and help him every so often. And so he literally, like, Joe was like, hey, like, Tim, will you come help us back at concessions? And Tim's like, no, I'm busy doing other things. You want to know what he was doing?
Don't tell me he was just, like, sitting.
He was recording stuff for the phone. You know, where it's like, press one. To do this?
Yes, I remember I would be calling up there and it would be Tim.
Yeah, be like, so he was recording office hours. Stuff. Yeah, he was just recording stuff and that was it. And Joe was like, you can do that later. Like, you can come in early and do that. But Tim never comes in early, you know, because we would get there before him.
What, on Saturdays?
Yeah. Do you remember that? Like, we would get there before the manager, the general manager at that.
That's my manager.
But so then
a man.
Joe was like screaming at him because he was like, you need to be helping us back here. Like, we obviously need help because it's one of the biggest kids movie ever, Mario, and we're backed up and you're not helping us at all. And like, Tim,
this is reasons why I left.
Yeah. And so Tim was just getting all butt hurt and is like, just like not doing anything.
You yelled at me.
Oh no.
But I'm Tavanga.
And so it literally gets to the end of the night and Joe is like, well, John, I legally cannot keep you here past 11 because you are a minor. And so he lets John leave at 11. And
keep
I
me
was
till midnight.
I was scheduled till 10:30. No, I was scheduled till 10 o'clock. And Joe was like, hey, will you help clean up after you're done ushering and stuff? And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. He's like, you just have to stay another hour. So we both left at 11. And so Joe, he literally was like, all you guys need to do is clean the popper, clean the warmer, clean the dishes, and then like sweep and then do the counters. So it's like, we're not doing everything. He was just wanting us to do the like big stuff.
Yeah.
And so he was like, you don't have to restock anything. You don't have to do ice. You don't have to do any of that. Do you remember Rebecca? I don't know if you were there when she was there. I think she
But when she came for Thanksgiving break?
I think so. She is like a shorter lady. She's kind of like chunkier and like in her 40s.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
I thought you were talking about the young girl.
No.
Who only works on breaks.
No, that's
what's her name? Like Madison or something?
No. Caroline.
Caroline, yeah.
So
Caroline Flack.
So
rest in peace or so.
Rebecca, she's like this other coworker, whatever.
Yeah.
And the entire time, she just has a problem with everything. It doesn't matter what it is. She just has a problem with it. And so the person that she was working with in the morning didn't show up. So it was literally her and Tim.
Yeah.
And she already hates Tim. So then she was already like throwing a fit about that.
Yeah.
And then Tim was like, hey, like, I'm going to be back here helping you throughout the day. And he's just being nice about it. And he's like, he helps her. He literally bags popcorn for her and is doing all this other stuff. Right. And he goes, he was like, oh, I need to go do, like, get the money for the drawers. So he runs away, and she looks at the ice, and it's not filled. But, like, there was still ice there. It wasn't filled. And she literally looks at it, and she goes, I'm done with this. Closes it, walks out, and quits. Because ice wasn't filled.
Who would you rather work there, her or Tim?
Hard to say, because I really did not like her, like, at all.
I feel like I could tolerate her.
Because she's like that type of person. She's that type of person where it's like, no matter what is happening, she just has a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want that with my work environment. I get Tim does the same thing, but I'm used to it by now.
Oh.
I'm used to ignoring him.
It's
you got anything else to say?
Yes. I just want to say take care of yourselves to my beautiful, beautiful supporters. You know, it never goes unnoticed. And just want to say, you know, live your dreams. It's never too late.
You don't want to plug your podcast?
To be successful, go listen to Bench Talk and don't trip. We got you.
91.1 WEDS.
We're out!